Thanks for joining us here at Variety Show for the Soul. I'm your host, Jamie D. from Human Soundcheck. This podcast is focused on all things healing. We cover different healing arts, meet those who work in the field, and you'll gain something you can take into your daily lives for your own well-being. Let's get to it. Hi, everyone. Jamie D. with Variety Show for the Soul. And I am welcoming Morgan Eastus today. She's a spiritual coach, and her business name is Talk to Morgan. Morgan has studied natural health, wellness, and spirituality for nearly 10 years. She works with people who may be struggling with life path and seeking greater purpose and the principles they want to live by. She'll help you tap into your own energy core so that you can better receive the fulfilling alignment with the physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies that you inhabit. She does this in a way that is not preachy, but in a way that lines up with your personal goals, viewpoints, and desires. Welcome to Variety Show for the Soul, Morgan.
Thanks, Jamie.
So, we all have a story about how we got into this kind of work dedicated to helping others. What brought you into the field of being a spiritual coach?
Well, I first got into herbal medicine, out of sheer rebellion for our current system, you know. I just knew that there had to be another way. That we were being lied to about our health and the ways to take care of ourselves. And in fact, we hadn't been taught how to take care of ourselves. So I got into natural medicine just for my family so that I could, if my kids had a headache or a fever, I would know what to give them without giving them Tylenol or Advil or Motrin, whatever it was. That led me to New Eden School of Natural Health. I was with them for 5 years studying to be a doctor of natural medicine. But I didn't know, once I finished that program, I didn't know how to pull it together. And so I kind of just examined what was happening. People came to me for advice on all realms of, you know, health matters from spiritual health to your physical health or diet and how to eat right. So I looked that up and it was called a coach. So I was like, how do I become a coach? So that took me to the Health Coach Institute and I just finished my health and life coach certification.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But that didn't quite feel right for me. So I had to take another look at what do I have to offer? I frequently am found listening to like old philosophers on YouTube and stuff. And I have a deep love for spirituality and human nature and how do we connect those and heal through that, which led me to spiritual coaching. So,
I see.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So when I gave your introduction, I mentioned that you work with those who are struggling with life path and seeking greater purpose. So what are the signs that the listener should look for to identify if they are one of these people? I imagine it's more than just not knowing what to do, what to major in college.
Yeah. No, I would say if you're feeling demotivated or depressed and your life is otherwise perfect, you know, maybe that's a clue that there's a spiritual element that you need help gaining clarity on. Or maybe you're going through a major life change or all your fears all of a sudden just seem to be surfacing. And you're like, why am I having to address all of these fears at once? Or maybe you're just all the negative self-talk. I mean, I think that's a huge indicator of spiritual needs.
Yeah, like just doubting yourself. Wanting to try something, but putting your own brakes on and not going forward. What would you say to somebody who's going through something like that?
I would say that's self-sabotage. But no, I mean, that would be a reason to seek a spiritual coach.
So there are many divination tools out there to choose from when we want a spiritual boost or when we're looking for deeper meaning in our day-to-day lives. You use tarot in your work as well. So tell us about that.
Yeah. I went to Salem, Massachusetts 5 or 6 years ago and got a tarot reading from a man there. And he told me that I was a fulcrum for the spiritual realm and those here and in our reality. It didn't make sense to me, and that word really stuck with me, you know, ever since, fulcrum. It led me to want to understand tarot more. What did he see when he gave that reading? So I got into it myself, and I want to offer a wholly unique experience through coaching and then a direct connection to spirit, you know, at the end of that. So we can ask, how can we heal? How can we heal through this? Whatever it is we're going through, you know, what does spirit have to say to offer us to move forward?
It's in line with the spiritual, mental, physical, and energetic kind of thing that we're made up of. And we were talking earlier, everything is energy. Everything is energy. So I'm kind of preachy about everything being energy, but give me some of your insights on that.
Well, it's something that I feel personally. I don't know if you've ever like gotten goosebumps, but we learn, I think in science, one of Newton's laws, I think, is, you know, matter, nothing can be created or destroyed.
Yeah.
And then if you start thinking about that and breaking it down to like cellular level, and then you think, well, what are my thoughts? You know, all these like deep philosophical questions. But what led me to energy was focusing on your physical energetic health. Like what in your diet is leaving you feeling depleted. But I found that there was always a spiritual tie to whatever it was, you know, going on in my clients.
Yeah. So. Yes. And that same thing what I find too. And also with diet, I mean, when we think about everything being energy, something that I have to remind people is the food we eat, that has its own vibrational frequency. So when we put that food into our bodies have to commingle with the food's energetic frequency. When we take medicine, that pharmaceutical has its own vibrational frequency and its energy entering into our body. So, I mean, our bodies are amazing specimens, you know, sorting all this stuff out. It's a huge machine. It is energetic. I mean, think about our brain, our heart. I mean, our brain, it's proven it's energetic. Our heart, it's proven it's energetic. We are flowing just energetic beings, and it goes beyond our physical body. I mean, beyond. So, yeah, it's incredible how human beings are set up. Beyond food, what is it, like, fitness-wise, what do you usually tell people to kind of connect the gaps between their physical and, say, emotional bodies?
Well, as far, I don't have any references like as far as exercise, but I think about physical pain. I start asking people what to focus on if your arm's hurting or whatever. Let's focus on that pain. Okay, so what thoughts are you having that we can associate with that pain? And there's where the energy is. You have given your energy to whatever thought it is, and you're holding it in that place, your back, your knees, you know. And there are common associations. Like, we as a whole, as a human species, we all commonly hold things in places, like your arms. This might not be exactly true, but just to give you an example, like your arms might hold your father's pain, you know,
And certain sides of the body. It could be mother's ancestral or father's ancestral,
right?
Yes, or not even your actual father, but his line, or your mother and her line. That is very, very, that is a very commonly understood thing in medicine, energy medicine. The heart. I was just having a conversation with someone on Saturday. The heart. I mean, we talk about heart disease being one of the most common things, common illnesses in America. And, you know, us Americans, especially American women, and it happens to harm American women quite a bit. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that if you are constantly trying to please others, You're not giving yourself the love that you need. If you're denying yourself that love, you're going to have resentment towards maybe the people that you are giving so much to. And then you're not giving yourself the love you need. And then guess what? Your heart hurts.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yep. And your heart, I mean, they can measure this. Your heart is able to send out energy. If you do that intentionally, you know, I tell everyone, imagine your breath coming in your heart and then also out your heart. When you send it out your heart, that can be, we can read that scientifically. We can see, and it goes pretty far.
Yep.
I think it can go as far as we want it to, but we can measure it about 25 feet.
Wow,
so,
yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
That
and
is
when
amazing.
We constrict our heart with pain or what you just talked about, giving too much and not receiving enough, that it does affect our heart. And it affects our heart's ability to send out that that love, that
right.
25 feet.
That's right. Yep.
You know?
Exactly. That's true. And as a practitioner, I open every session with, you know, opening my heart, my heart center, and doing everything I do, bathing it literally in love, because that is the language of the universe.
Yeah,
that is absolutely,
it totally is.
Yep. So what are the first steps in getting started working with you as a coach?
Well, maybe you have found me on YouTube, Tarot, or you found my website. But I would say just having one of these signs that we talked about earlier, just demotivation, you're feeling depressed, going through major life changes, divorce, death, loss of a relationship.
Or loss of a job.
Loss of a job.
Or
absolutely.
Loss of a job maybe that you knew you weren't in alignment, wasn't alignment with you, but you don't exactly know how to get the job that you really feel passionate that you might be good at.
What is aligned with you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all of these things. Who are you, and how do you be that version of yourself comfortably, and, you know, knowing that you're connected and protected? You know, yeah.
Do you recommend other types of vibrational healing tools, such as crystals or maybe some herbal teas or essential oils, that kind of stuff?
Yes, I recommend, you can even get like a spray, but like a sage, like an energy clearing spray. You would have to look up like what herb is going to be best for you. They all have different vibrations, as you said. But yes, I frequently spray myself with rose water that's like crystal charged or something. And yet I love, my kids bring me rocks. And I mean, I think even gravel has like a, like something, you know. So carry a black rock. They, black anything is just really protecting of your energetic field. It doesn't allow you to receive all that. You're not, it's like you're not walking around as an unground being.
Individual.
Yeah.
So what is the frequency at which a new client will meet you regularly, and say, after they've been established, what about a client who saw you a whole bunch and needs a refresh?
Yeah. Great questions. Maybe you only want to see me once, so I offer that, a single session. Or we could do three sessions over 3 weeks, but I highly recommend doing a 90-day program, which would be 12 sessions. We would meet once a week. And then ideally you fall in love with me and you want to keep signing up for 90-day programs. And we just keep diving deeper and deeper into whatever your spiritual needs happen to be at that time, because they are ever changing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Like, we're constantly going through shit. So it's like, we're constantly, it's constant. And
no one's exempt from it either.
Right. And you never know. I mean, it could be the smallest little thing that throws you off your energetic
game
line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, I think just, I recommend having a coach for health, for life, whatever. It's just so nice to have someone supporting you, and that accountability and following through with whatever it is you've committed to be consistent about with spirit.
Yeah, that's a great point, because you kind of hold, if you're in the coach position, you're holding your coachee accountable. That's what I was saying. You're holding your coachee accountable, and then they have something to look forward to, you know, coming back on the next session and say, hey, you know, I've done X, Y, Z, and then you can, you know, keep, it's kind of like piano teachers or anything else, people that are going to educate you and bring you to your next level in life. So you have a particularly useful breathing technique that you're going to share with the listeners today.
Yeah.
Would you tell us about it and why it's useful, and of course, demonstrate how it's done?
Yes. I won't walk you through the whole thing, but it's called the 5-5-7 breath, and I think maybe it's used in probably yoga and meditation. It is, as I stated a minute ago, I ask that, you know, my clients sit up in their seats, you know, back straight, and breathe in through their heart and out through their heart. And on your inhale, you're going to breathe in for 5 seconds, and then you're going to pause at the top for 5 seconds. And that's where it's really hard, the pause.
Yeah.
And then you're going to exhale for 7 seconds and just let it all out. And you do this 10 times, which usually takes about 2.5 minutes to complete the whole thing. Keep your eyes closed and just breathing in.
So would you guide me through 2, and then the listeners can take that, and then they'll do it for 10?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Okay, so let's do 2.
Yeah, let's sit up straight, feet on the floor. All right, close your eyes. And we're going to take a deep cleansing breath for 5 seconds. I'll count. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now hold for 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now give it a big exhale for 7 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And now we're going to go again. In for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now pause for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale for 7, 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
So what does this do physiologically for the body?
This is really going to calm you down and help you really, help you really just relax and ground. Another visualization I personally do when anytime I'm doing breath work is I imagine my spine connects down to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with the chakras and their colors, as I'm breathing in, I breathe in each color until I get to the top. So I probably go longer than 5 seconds. I just breathe in each color, and maybe I say it mentally.
Right.
And
or people can double up, you know, 1 and 2, and then 5, 6 and 7, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it just really helps to ground you in that moment and fully relax you and allow your heart. We hold our breath. We don't realize we're doing it, but
everybody, or you just shallow breathe all day because you're just like in your mind. You're just in your mind, not in your body.
Yep, exactly. And so I don't even want you to be in your body. I want you to be in your heart, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a great way to just center yourself and get you acting from your heart space. And it really just helps to calm you down anytime you need it. You can sit down and do this for 2 minutes or... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't even 10, like 2 was a nice relaxing grounding moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's guys, you're supposed to do 10 of those in a row. So, you know, you make sure you just listen really well to how she guided you, and then you can self-guide, but 10 is the magic number.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, 2 did ground me. I mean, I feel extremely relaxed right now.
Just that reminder to take a breath.
Oh yeah. And to breathe all the way and fill up your whole belly, your whole body, your whole, like, let that diaphragm expand. That is one of my YouTube videos that I did, because I'm from a singing background. And I, for the longest time, even as a singer, and this is so sad because I had vocal training for years. I mean, years. I still thought that the diaphragm was like this little thing inside of you, like a little thing, like an inside belly button. I don't know what I thought it was, but no, it's massive. Like, it's giant. It's giant. It's so big. It's the, it's huge muscle, and it's there, is like totally there for us to use, and we, none of us use it. I mean, very few of us. There are some, you know, great masters, you know, yogic practice or whatever, but or pranayamic breathing.
There's power in it.
Yeah. You, I mean, people do this and really fill up your belly, fill up that balloon, let it expand. Don't worry if you look fat. Nobody's looking, because you just need to worry about yourself breathing, okay? Yes,
just breathe. Yeah.
Yeah. And that feeds oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Right. To your brain. I was going to say that.
Yeah, go ahead.
You need that combustion. Mm-hmm. When you take in that air, it ignites the fire in your blood and helps you flow. Like, you're getting that movement, that circulation in your blood, you know. Everything outside happens inside. We are fully combustible, but we need to be, because we're warm-bodied creatures, you know. So, yes, take a deep breath and fill your body with oxygen and just let it flow. You can, like, feel it just...
Yeah, yeah.
Filling up your brain and...
Yep, and I learned that the oxygen molecule has, like, four... Oh, God, I want to say, like, four ions or four free-flowing ions, I think. And they know to bond and, like, activate and latch on to, like, your cells. And that's... When we breathe deeply like this, we are feeding our cells. It's a big, big, important thing to do. So, yeah, breathing is... super, super important. And thank you for sharing that exercise with us.
Yeah, for sure.
So your website is Talk to Morgan with two A's. So that's talktomorgaan.com. And your Instagram, what's your Instagram? I know you got a tarot.
The same. It's just Morgan Wilson.
Morgan Wilson is your Instagram. And, and you do the tarot on that Instagram?
Okay. I just do daily tarot cards, or... You know, I might write messages or whatever comes to me, and just, I don't do it daily, but
it's hard to keep. Yeah. It's hard to keep a daily schedule.
I do it
with the social media.
I'm just not a social media fan. You know, it's like, that's an energy sucking thing for me.
I know it. I know. It's a love struggle relationship, because I struggle with it too. But I mean, hey, that's why we're here, is to get the word out. And thank you for all that you do and sharing of yourself so much.
Yes, thank you, Jamie.
So, all right, we will catch you on the flip side, listeners, and go check out Morgan, and she will hook you up with your appointment and your tarot readings. And don't forget to look at her Instagram for the daily tarot, or as often as she does the tarot. All right, thanks, guys. Be well. Bye.
Thanks for listening. This show is brought to you by Human Soundcheck, my method of sound healing tuning fork therapy. Learn more at humansoundcheck.com. Don't forget to follow Variety Show for the Soul on Instagram at VS for the Soul. Until next time.